From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting revised, more pro-family U.S. hostage guidelines are unveiled. President Obama Wednesday directed changes in U.S. hostage policy, saying the government will no longer threaten families with criminal charges for trying to negotiate with terrorist kidnappers or paying a ransom to win freedom for their loved one.
Many of the families told us that they at times felt like an afterthought or a distraction, that too often the law enforcement or military and intelligence officials they were interacting with were begrudging in giving them information. That ends today. I'm making it clear that these families are to be treated like what they are, our trusted partners and active partners in the recovery of their loved ones.
Mr. Obama said, however, the long-standing policy of offering no official concessions or ransom to terrorists remains unchanged. Reuters reports suspected Boko Haram militants Wednesday attacked a village in southern Niger, killing at least five people. Meanwhile, the detention of dozens of children in Cameroon has highlighted the concerns of some rights groups about abuses in the regional response to the Boko Haram threat. Steve Cockburn is with Amnesty International.
I think we've seen that in Niger, in Chad, in Cameroon, and of course, more than anything else, in Nigeria. I think we are quite clear, our message, that the countries who are also threatened by Boko Haram do not have to repeat the same mistakes and the same errors as Nigeria, which for a number of years has tried to fight Boko Haram using quite indiscriminate means and as we showed recently in a report, in committing war crimes.
The children detained in Cameroon, some as young as five, followed a December raid of Islamic schools, which Cameroonian authorities blame for being Boko Haram training camps. This is VOA News. At least six people killed Wednesday in a suicide attack when a convoy of officials from the United Arab Emirates was rammed in the Somali capital Mogadishu. Several others were wounded, but all UAE personnel escaped unharmed. The United States and China ended 3 days of strategic and economic talks with a commitment to come up with a code of conduct on official behavior on cyberspace. The two countries broke off cooperation on cyber espionage last year after the U.S. charged five members of China's People's Liberation Army with hacking into the computer networks of U.S. corporations to steal intellectual property. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke of the new joint effort following Wednesday's talks.
We believe very strongly that the United States and China should be working together to develop and implement a shared understanding of appropriate state behavior in cyberspace. And I'm pleased to say that China agreed that we must work together to complete a code of conduct regarding cyber activities.
President Obama Wednesday urged Beijing to take concrete steps to ease tensions over both cyber intrusions and maritime tensions in the South China Sea. Crucial talks between Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras and European officials ended early Thursday in Brussels with no deal for Athens to get a desperately needed installment of European Union bailout funds. Finnish Finance Minister Alexander Stubb says the process is not over.
It's always important to keep the process going for political reasons and also, to be quite honest, to show the outside world that we're serious in trying to achieve a deal.
The Eurozone ministers plan to gather again later Thursday. Greece must make a nearly $2 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund by June 30. To do that, it needs an $8 billion installment of an EU economic bailout. Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev has been formally sentenced to death for the bloody 2013 attack that killed three and wounded more than 260. Tsarnaev apologized to the victims and survivors of the attack, but that did not impress bombing survivor Lynn Julian.
I regret having ever wanted to hear him speak because what he said showed no remorse, no regret, and no empathy for what he's done to our lives.
Tsarnaev was found guilty of all 30 terrorism and other charges against him. A South African court Wednesday asked prosecutors to consider charges against the government over its decision to allow Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir to leave the country early this month following a two-day African Union summit Mr. Bashir wanted on charges of complicity in atrocities in Darfur. The head of UNAIDS Wednesday said the global HIV epidemic could see a resurgence in 5 years without a drastic effort to prevent and treat the AIDS virus. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.